Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We're talking with Professor Michael Findlay right now on Mind Food Radio, and Bowel Cancer Awareness Month is happening in June, so we thought very timely to get him on the line to talk about a very serious topic. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, in the terms of the world of bowel cancer, are we seeing more of it in today's world than ever before?
Generally, in the Australia-New Zealand environment, we're seeing more because the population is getting older, and the population, as it gets older, has a higher risk of developing bowel cancer.
And why is that? Is that just because it's an age thing?
It's not entirely an age thing. I mean, there are issues to do with diet and lifestyle and also genetics as well, but predominantly age affects the risk of cancers of all types, almost so bowel cancer is one of those.
I recently bumped into a friend of mine, and I hadn't seen her around the office for a few weeks, and I said, oh, how are you? And she said, oh, I've been off sick, I've had bowel surgery, and she's 42. Are there younger cases coming through today as well?
Well, I think they've always been younger cases. They're probably being increasingly recognised as bowel cancer and time to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people with bowel cancer, my youngest is 17, so does go down very young, although that's very, very rare.
And what can we be doing to recognise the symptoms, you know, because does it normally people find out when it's too late, or how do they find out?
They find out in a variety of ways, and I think the Bowel Cancer Awareness Month is a key way of communicating the issues of bowel cancer, because it's something that generally people don't talk about their bowels.
Mm-hmm.
They might talk about a lump here and there, but they're not going to talk about bleeding or mucus in their stool or a change of bowel habits.
Mm-hmm.
So I think recognizing those symptoms is important, bearing in mind that a lot of people that have those symptoms won't have bowel cancer, but if you put off getting good advice about that, you run the risk that the cancer stays there and grows and is more advanced when it finally gets diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, it is also, in my practice, not uncommon to see people that have really had very, very few symptoms, early clues of bowel cancer, and they turn up with symptoms of secondary bowel cancer. So that's why we have to look at screening programs to just take the population and test them in a careful way on the off chance you pick out something.
Yeah, I mean, in my family, you know, my father for years has been tested for polyps, and, you know, then it turned out that his brother got tested and then his brother as well. And so what happens now is it's like a family affair when I go to different things, because it's like, Ben, you're turning 40 next month. How many times have you had a colonoscopy? And, I mean, the thing is, it's great that sometimes you can look to the older generation people in your family and think, well, there's a bit of a history with that happening, so maybe I should get more checked out for that. And, you know, it's a precautionary thing, I suppose.
That's true, although the hereditary types of bowel cancer, relatively speaking, are quite unusual.
Yep.
And so if there's a clear history of polyps, then, yes, that becomes a group that you would look more carefully at, that particular family.
Mm-hmm.
And then the screening programs for that situation are more likely to be a colonoscopy. The tried and true treatment for an early cancer is always surgery.
Mm.
When I say early, something that is not just a polyp that could be nipped off at colonoscopy, which sometimes results in surgery. But if you have an established cancer that hasn't spread elsewhere in the body to any extent, then primary surgery is important. I mean, every day we get a reminder of the tragedy of late diagnosis. And, you know, that's what drives us as treating physicians, where we often deal with the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff approach. We're keen to get the message out early so that you know, we're seeing fewer people in these advanced stages.
Professor Michael Findlay, thank you very much for joining us today on today's show.
A pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.